Friends, hello, welcome to this episode of Transition Tools for Transitioning Mentors. I'm your host, Isawar Monowam, and I want to talk to you today about how to deal with personal conflicts. And I want to share the way that I deal with personal conflicts. And in case you find this useful, please borrow it or use it, experiment with it, use it in the way that's useful to you. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is because some of the times when we talk about transitioning with my humanitarian clients, I notice that their personal lives or personal conflicts or personal like difficulties, challenges in life stand so much in the way of them transitioning and focusing on what they want to create. And therefore, how can we go through those challenges in the way that feels truthful and authentic and continue transitioning to what we want to, right? So that's why I wanted to share how I have dealt with conflict and learned a lot. And I feel like lately I've been having conflict, I would call it like healthy or useful. Of course, these are labels that I'm labeling, right? But I have done this like through a lot of repetition, a lot of learning from different ways of conflict. And then how I'm like learned to do that in a way that feels good to me. And I have noted down here for 5 ways that I have dealt with it. And then I want to also share what are the behaviors in the conflict that I don't tolerate. And it is a bit like when we say as humanitarians that wars have rules as well, right? And I feel like in personal conflict, it's the same thing. There are rules in place. At least those are the rules that I abide by. And I have seen that in my relationships, other people abide by as well. Even though, interestingly, in other conflicts with other people, maybe they have different rules, but at least with me, this is how it has happened. I want to give you a bit of a like background as to where I have started, and I just want to assure you that when I started my life of being adult and building relationships and all of these things, this is not how it used to be, right? I started from I cannot have a conflict and avoiding at any cost or suppressing and breaking relationships without even talking about it, to a point of shouting and blaming and crying in public in front, like on the streets. I remember I was having certain conflicts with people, with boyfriends on the street in Tbilisi. I remember in particular situation where I was breaking up with my boyfriend and doing that in public, like while everyone else was watching. And of course, these are the behaviors that I went through, right? So I went from not knowing what to do with conflict, avoiding at any cost, people pleasing, being dishonest, and all the things, to getting to the other extreme of shouting and displaying all of it in front of everyone and not really knowing how to control and breaking off. And that's it, to a place of now I feel like a bit more mature way of having conflict and going through that. To the other side, solving it rather than destroying it, right? So that's why these are the rules or the ways that I have approached conflict help me a lot. So the first one that really helps me is learning not to be afraid of it. And I think this is something that a lot of people have difficulty with. They're afraid that if they will have a conflict, then it will destroy, it will hurt someone, it will make things worse than before. And of course, you need to assess your own context and situation. But I want you to always think about what is the alternative of not having a conflict, right? Of course, if there is a way to solve it without conflict, amazing. But somehow, some situations cannot be solved that way, or at least that hasn't been my experience. So therefore, not being afraid of having the conflict, or if you are afraid of having the conflict, think about what is the alternative and is that alternative suits you, right? Because the way that I have seen it is the alternative was suppressing it, not talking about it, pretending it taking it superfluous and being disengaged and disinterested or silent, all of these things that I have tried, it felt like it didn't work at all and it didn't solve anything. If anything, I was just like going to the avoidance or breaking off and not really learning how to behave around conflict. So that's why at some point I thought, okay, whatever the worst happens, I am like going into this because keep avoiding it is even worse or more difficult than actually going and solving it, right? So that's why I started looking at, okay, how can I not be afraid of it and trust that in the end, whatever happens, happens, but at least I'm being truthful and honest and I'm going through and telling things the way that I see from my perspective. And I always, go in like trusting and knowing that we are adults and we can solve it. So that's why let me not be afraid of it and also like create space for the other person feeling like it is okay to have conflicts. And I feel like it creates a lot more safety in the relationship when I do that instead of, oh my God, we cannot have a conflict. If we have a conflict, that means we don't love each other, or that means that we don't respect each other, whatever. I don't go into that drama because I feel like that just creates a lot more unsafety in the relationship, and it becomes so like harmony seeking, I would call. And harmony seeking for me is when don't talk about the problems and just pretend you're happy and everything's fine. And I grew up in that family back when I was little, and I didn't want to do that anymore, right? So therefore, the first thing is, how can you like go through conflicts and not being afraid of it, or even if you're afraid of it, going through and embracing and being there instead of avoiding it, instead of breaking it off, instead of just like, oh no, hush, don't talk to me about it kind of way, right? So that would be the first rule. Excuse me, the second rule is not being afraid of whatever emotions displayed during that conflict. And I think this is something that I was really getting good at, I feel lately, especially when I'm having a lot of emotions, me being okay with it. And also when the other person that I'm having conflict with is having a lot of emotions and being okay with it. And I will give you an example that happened recently in my life is that, as you know, that I'm in Kyrgyzstan now, and while my mom is sick, and I am, trying to be there as much as possible, and I wanted to do this great surprise and motivating factor for her to move into the apartment that I bought, and my biological mom, who's also here, and she volunteered to do the coordinating work of getting all the, masters, all the like repair people to come together and do the work, because my biological mom is an engineer and she has done a lot of construction work and built a lot of houses. So that's why she volunteered to do this work for me because I'm busy with my other commitments, right? And as she volunteered, and I was very happy and honored that she did that, but I also knew that she has a lot of difficulty being around my adoptive mom. She has her own stories about it, and in the past she had a lot of trouble seeing me with my adoptive mom as well. And therefore I told her, like, I invited her to a restaurant to dinner, and then I told her that, mom, before we get into this and I like accept your offer, which is generous, and I am so grateful that you're doing this, but before we get into this, I just want you to know that this is the apartment where I will be living with my adoptive mom. And from the background of the past, I know that you had difficulty with it. And I would like for you to know this in advance so that later when you like help me repair the apartment and have all the designs, everything's ready, and then I move in with my adoptive mom, and you having even more emotions because you already had, emotions about me being close to her, and now you seeing like the like fruits of your labor coming to fruition, right? And then me using that fruits with someone else, so to say. then I want you to be okay with it, because otherwise I don't want to surprise you then and then have you heard a lot. And instead, I would like for you to know this in advance, right? And I knew that this would be a difficult conversation, but I still wanted to have that conversation. And then I could see that my mom had a lot of her emotions come up in that moment, and she couldn't talk. And she, of course, we worked through all of this later, but I could see there were a lot of emotions. And I can also see that in that moment, when it's such a difficult conversation, it almost is like a conflict that we're having, even though I didn't think it was a conflict, but I think for her it felt like a conflict. And then she, as she was displaying a lot of her emotions, I felt like I was very calm and fine with sitting with those emotions, right? Because I could see that it was very hard for her and she needed a lot of time to go through that. And then once she did that, I was okay with it. And then she told me that it was very difficult to handle the situation, but at the same time, she does not really want to continue this conversation, and then she wanted to leave, right? And this felt for me like a conflict avoidance. And then I went behind her. She went outside. I went behind her, and I told mom, if you keep leaving this conversation every time we have it, we cannot get to any solution, right? So that's why, tell me what I could do to solve this, because I don't also want to now go home and feel like, oh, I have upset my mom and I now don't know how to tell her my truth. And I don't want us to keep having this relationship where I'm afraid to tell my truth and then you having all this emotional reaction to it. But we need to find a way to solve this, right? Because we're going to be here and I will be living with my adoptive mom, and this is how things are, and I don't know what else to do. So please tell me what I can do to resolve this, right? So in that moment, I think it would have been so easy for me to feel like seeing her emotional outburst or a reaction, it would have been so easy for me to react even worse and say, oh my gosh, I upset my mom. I did this, I did that. How could I? And then make even more complication in that situation, right? Instead, I chose to just sit with those emotions while I was having a lot of emotions myself as well. But I was sitting with my emotions, holding space for them in silence. And I was, also being there for my mom and holding space for her with her emotions. So not adding complications to the conflict by reacting to those emotions is my rule number two, right? Now, the rule number three is let me, yeah. The rule number three is I don't make it about the person, or I don't attack the person. And I think this is such a crucial point in every conflict, is we don't make it about the other person, or we don't attack the personality. So let me give you an example. So I used to have conflict at some point with my husband back in the day, boyfriend, about speed in which we used to make decisions. I'm a very fast decision maker. I also implement my decisions very fast. I'm very good at taking responsibility for those decisions and being okay also with whatever failures, right? While my husband is someone who takes a long time to make a decision, and this delays things, obviously, right? Now, in a conflict situation, I think especially around, I don't know, purchasing of big things or moves, whatever the situation is, and if we had a conflict, it would have been very easy for me to say, and I could also feel myself in the moments when the conflict is happening. I could feel myself wanting to say, but you are always late with your decisions, for instance, right? Or you are someone who cannot make a decision. Make up your decision, make up your mind. How can you not? So it would be easy for me to attack him on his personal traits, right? Which would then complicate things even further, because then we're not even solving the actual problem. We're just now attacking things like attacking personalities, and then we're getting even deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole, which is not where we want to go at all, no matter what the conflict is about. So that's why I could see my brain or my like inner world is like, oh, I want to say all of this, like, why can't you be like me, essentially, is what I would have said, right? But then I also know that he cannot be like me, right? I can't be like him and he can't be like me. And this is something that I accept and I want to be in acceptance of in general. So therefore, he has his own ways and pace of making decision. I have my own ways and pace of making decision. And none of them is right or wrong. These are just different ways to do things, right? So therefore, I recognize that, oh, I see that I can like easily attack the personality, which I do not want to do. So that's why let me focus on what are the problems we're discussing and how can we approach it from a solving perspective. Now, whatever the thing that happened until now, what are we going to do about it? Rather than why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? You could have done this, and getting into the blame. And that blame, I think, is what complicates things even further. So the fourth one is not indulging in it. And I really cannot stress this enough because I think I used to be someone who's like sit in within the conflict for hours, days, or maybe even like months and years and not let it go. And that would like impact my mental being and well-being in general so much. Even like at work, let's say I had personal conflicts and problems, and I would come to work and I'm getting all of my frustrations, disappointments out on other people, right? And I remember how much I used to do that, and then realizing, oh my God, my father used to do that as well. He would have his like problems at work or with other people, with neighbors, and then he would come and get it out at us. He would be mad at us. And I remember at like some of the days being at work, and I was especially in the managerial role, I could see myself like being so frustrated at other people, and then no noticing, oh my God, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. Like, you know, in the Soviet times, there used to be this cliche that depending on the mood of the director, everyone like behaves in the way that if the director is in a good mood, then everyone has happy. And if the director is not in a good mood, like coming to the work the first hour, then everyone shuts up and, you know, acts differently, right? And I didn't want to be that person at all. So therefore, I was like, okay, I'm not indulging in any of the conflict. I'm solving it in the moment when I'm having the conflict as much as possible. And I'm not going to carry this to other people, to other situations. And even if I did carry it, I would make sure that I apologize because sometimes I feel like I can't help it or whatever, like automatic things come out of me. And I don't want to be that person who does that. So therefore, I apologize later that this is what I did and I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with you. It was the situation that leaked to the situation, right? So that's the rule number 4. And the 5 is always approaching conflict with the trust that we both are wanting to solve it. And I think this is something such a crucial matter that I have learned like in so many different ways. But one of the ways that even if I believe that the other person does not want to solve it, I want to believe that they do deep down. And sometimes I even say to the other person that, okay, I feel like we're having this conflict and are you into solving it or you want to take time and think about it and come back to it? Because if we're just fighting for the sake of fighting, I'm not interested, right? I don't want to be fighting in general. I'm not the fighting type of person, but if we're having this conflict, I would like for us to find a solution. And if we're not finding a solution, then you need time to take a break and then come back to it. It's fine too. But I want to be here for the solution, right? And I trust that we are capable of finding solutions as well. I don't want to be also like being in the conflict and feeling like, I don't know if I'm going to solve it, right? I don't want to prolong it, but also I don't want to undermine other people's abilities to not like to be able to solve it. Because I feel like we're all amazing human beings deep down who really genuinely want to build relationships, thrive in relationships, love in relationships, and therefore they, even if we're having conflict, we deep down know that we want to solve it, right? And otherwise we wouldn't be in that relationship, I believe. So therefore, whenever I approach the conflict, I have this inner trust that whatever happens, I believe we are able to solve it, or we can find a way to solve it. Now, in situations where it became so hard some of the times, and this happened to me a couple of times where I felt like it's just like so no way out of the situation, right? The conflict felt like such a loop that we couldn't get out of it, kind of a way. And this was with my boyfriend at the time, especially in the beginning of our relationship. And I remember at the time feeling like, okay, I thought about this way and this way and this way, didn't work. Whatever the thing is, I didn't work. It felt like we were like getting worse and worse. And at that point, I sat and I said, okay, I think we need to calm down a little bit. I feel like we're not going anywhere. And then I was sitting and then I realized I want to dance. And I love dancing in general, right? So I'm just like, I'm not suggesting that you do the same, but I'm just saying that in that moment, for some reason, this feeling that I really love doing like dancing and dancing came to my mind. And then I just put my music on my laptop and then I started dancing. And my boyfriend went to I think to the kitchen. So I was like, okay, I'm dancing, right? And I just felt like I was dancing and getting all of this like energy out of my body. And then I noticed after, I don't know, a few minutes, he came and joined and he made this entrance in a very like spectacular way of entering and dancing, started dancing next to me, right? And then as soon as I saw him dancing, I felt like, my God, I feel like whatever the problem is, I feel we can solve it because this is how I want things to solve, where if we can't find a solution that we can articulate with our words, at least we are articulating with our body with other ways. And I want to do that. So that is when it comes to five rules that I like following throughout the conflict, whatever the conflict is with whoever I am. Now, here is one thing that I want to talk about that I don't tolerate in any conflict. So, in other words, I have my rules, boundaries of what I don't tolerate. And this is something I feel I have developed over time as well. And I really want to bring your attention to this because I feel like a lot of conflicts can get into a place that is abusive, and that's really what I want to talk about. So the biggest thing that I don't tolerate in conflict, any conflict with anyone, is abuse. I mean, I used to have a more like physical abuse back when I was small, when my family members used to have physical violence with each other and me witnessing it. Those used to be in the past, and learning from that occasions a lot, I also realized I don't want to tolerate emotional abuse, whether from my own side, meaning me beating myself up, or allowing someone else beat myself up emotionally, right, with words. Because thankfully, no one has ever beat me up in physical way in any way, but emotionally, I find it even worse than physical. So that's why I don't tolerate emotional abuse. Now, it might be very challenging for some people to recognize what that emotional abuse can look like. And if you cannot recognize it, here is how I recognize for myself. And I would like for you to also look at what is an emotional abuse you don't tolerate, right? So the way that I define emotional abuse is when, as if someone is imposing, inflicting harm emotionally with words, with their tones, with their nonverbal communication, those are the things that I don't tolerate. So, example of this is when someone says bad words or words that harm us, like F you or F off, whatever the other like bad words that people can use, swearing words, right? I don't tolerate it at all. If that's happening, I don't even get into the conflict. I don't even talk to that person. For me, that relationship is over. I don't like, I have zero tolerance for that. Similarly, I have zero tolerance for physical abuse. I also have zero tolerance for emotional abuse. Therefore, I don't think it happened to me recently at all in the last, I don't know, 10 years, ever since I realize I don't want to be like continuing the violence that I had from my parents. I didn't want to continue that, so I stopped abusing myself by, like talking shitty about myself. I stopped doing that, and I don't allow others to do that as well. So that's why one way to recognize it is swearing words. Another way to recognize it, when it gets into humiliations or it gets into so much attacking the personality of like how bitchy you are or how bad you are or manipulative you are, all of those like very hurtful things, right? That really hurts you to the like painful places. I don't tolerate that either, because if someone is doing that to me, that means, excuse me, that means they are really wanting to hurt me instead of solving the problem in the conflict. And if they're not interested in solving the conflict and instead interested in hurting me, I'm not going to be part of that relationship, and I don't even want to build that relationship, right? So therefore, those are the things that I don't tolerate. Now, I may communicate that in whatever ways if I feel the need to do that. But in general, if I hear that like from someone, I don't ever think that I did that recently, so I can't remember any occasion. But if I were to hear that swearing words or hurtful words or words that attack my personality, I would gently say, please don't treat me this way. I don't like to be treated this way. But if you do, I don't want to continue this conversation or this relationship. This is how I would treat it. And the other one that I don't tolerate is when people don't take responsibility for their own behaviors, but keep accusing you or keep blaming you and keep saying, because of you, whatever. I don't tolerate it. In that moment, my reaction is, if this conflict is going to be all about accusation of me and blaming me, I'm not doing this, because that means that you are not wanting to solve it. Instead, you're just wanting to abdicate and shift over and hand over the responsibility to me. I don't want that. I don't want to solve things that way, but rather I want to solve it without accusations and blame of this is you and this is you, but rather what is it that is you and what is it that is me? And I want to take honest responsibility for my part. And also I want you to do the same and show me the effort that you are doing it as well. And if you're not doing it, then I don't see the point of having a conflict. Right. So that's why I also say that in the conversation, in the conflict, when this is happening. So I also feel like for everyone who is looking at, okay, what are the abuse that I find it abusive and why it is abusive? I think it's important for you to have your own reflections. I have done a lot of work on myself on this as well, and I always felt like, okay, whatever the physical abuse that I'm not tolerating, or violence that I'm not tolerating, equal part of the emotional abuse and violence I'm not tolerating, whether it's coming from myself or from others. And I would like for you to be clear on that as well, so that in the conflict situation, you don't doubt that, oh my God, am I doing this right or am I right about this or not, but rather standing by, this is the abuse and I don't tolerate it, and here is why, and here is the consequences of my boundary. Right. Okay, my dears, If you would like to work on this, I would love to invite you to join my group where we also talk about personal things that are going on that we need to resolve as we transition to the life that we want to, because transitioning to life we love living is not only about professional life, but also personal life, because as long as we have both in the way that we love, then our life will feel thriving and balanced. Otherwise, it feels like surviving. And I would not want you to be surviving in your life, but rather thriving and living it the way you want to. So if you would like to join my group coaching, that is my lifetime of support for transitioning humanitarians, then message me or email me at sel@complaintfree.life. So my dears, in the meantime, have a beautiful week. Talk to you very soon.